You're listening to SBS News.
Sailor Abby Lash Tommy's fans cheered as the experienced Indian sailor left France for his second round-the-world Golden Globe yacht race in July. But 2 months later, just as Mr. Tommy was battling the rough Indian Ocean and coming third in the race, this satellite distress message reached race organisers.
Rolled, dismasted, severe back injury, cannot get up.
The Navy officer encountered a storm of 130-kilometre winds and 14-metre waves, leaving him stranded about 3,500 kilometres off Western Australia. Mr. Tommy's yacht lost its mast and he critically injured his back, leaving him unable to leave his bunk or get food and drink. Irish competitor Gregor McGuckin was also dismasted in the storm. Suffering minor injuries, he changed course towards Mr. Tommy's yacht to assist him where he could. It sparked a major international operation to rescue the pair, involving military aircraft from Australia and India, and a French fishing vessel suddenly being put to task. Both yachts were spotted by air before the French fishing vessel arrived on the scene late in the afternoon. Australian Maritime Security Authority Search and Rescue Mission Coordinator Phil Gaydon says the vessel will take the sailors to Amsterdam Island, a tiny speck of land in the middle of the southern Indian Ocean, where they will receive a full medical examination.
They will have a medic, but not a doctor or any other training, and the ship will also have a medical chest containing extra drugs. They will seek advice through a telemedical advice doctor to provide more immediate care to Tommy. Once they get him to Isle Amsterdam, then they'll be able to make a full assessment with a better placed doctor and a small hospital that can do x-rays and other procedures.
Competitors in the Golden Globe race started in France and sailed to the west coast of Africa, past the Crozet Islands and towards the finish in Tasmania's Storm Bay. Participants must use yachts similar to the one sailed by Sir Robin Knox Johnston, who in 1969 was the first person to single-handedly sail around the world non-stop. Sir Robin has told the BBC Mr. Tommy is an inspiration after the ordeal he survived.
Abhilash is a tough guy. I mean, he's the first Indian to go solo non-stop around the world. So he's experienced. He's been down there before. He's a naval officer. He knows what he's up to. He's very resourceful.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.